As part of October's Veterans Voices Month, the Veterans Resource Center and the Center for Holocaust and Genocide Education on the campus of St. Cloud State University has teamed up to show the film The Typist, a documentary about World War II veteran Larry Tilleman's experience serving as a clerk during the Nuremberg trials. Tillemans will also be on the SCSU campus during the film screening and will be available for a question and answer session after the showing. Veterans Resource Center Director Zach Mangus explains the significance of hosting Tillemans in conjunction with CHGE Director Dan Wildeson and what his presence represents during Veterans Voices Month.
We had a discussion about some individuals that would be possible candidates to bring to campus here at St. Cloud State, and he'd been working with Larry Tillemans in the past, and, it sounded like a great story. I watched the documentary, loved the documentary that they made, and so we decided this is a great opportunity to have him back, and he's going to be here on Wednesday. So we're really excited about it, and the reason why we're bringing him here is because he has a good story about being in World War II at Nuremberg when they were trying the Nazi war criminals, and pretty significant time in history, and I think it's really important that people remember that as in the times that we're living right now.
Wildeson explains how the work Tillemans has done in educating both the young and old about the Holocaust has played an instrumental role in furthering awareness and understanding about the issue.
He has taken up the issue of the Holocaust as something that we need to remember in history as a moral lesson for us. And he wants to keep telling that story, and that's part of the reason why we invited him. And I'm really pleased that the Veterans Resource Center and the Center for Holocaust and Genocide Education can collaborate on this event.
A lot of times individuals tend to forget things of the past as time goes on. And with things that are going on in the Middle East right now, it's kind of, each year more and more families become less connected with military service. And Veterans Voices Month came about. The legislature in Minnesota here passed a law last May, and the point of it was to be able to have those families, the community who might not know a whole lot about service and what veterans go through and some of the things that their families go through, so they can tell their story and get their experience out through poetry, through storytelling, creative writing, whatever kind of art it might be. And so having Larry here will be able to give that voice of the past generation and what they went through. And I think it'll be a good testament to their character back then and just a good history lesson. To show people what actually life was like back then and what it could be like.
With a three-part program consisting of an introduction, a film screening, and a question and answer session, Wildeson hopes hearing from a survivor of the Holocaust will not only strengthen veterans' voices, but provide the opportunity to learn from the past in order to shape the future.
As a part of the Veterans Voices month-long series of activities, I think it's important to note that war and violent conflict are radical interruptions of life, and sometimes end many people's lives in the process. And it's not something that we desire, but it affects so many people, and that the Holocaust is something that has been talked about by the primary victims. But the people who survived are getting as old as Larry, and it's important for us to include multiple voices about the people that went through that experience, especially people who were involved in rescue and liberation and in the justice efforts to try to bring about an end and a proper teaching of the lesson about why we just don't want to do this again.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Vicki Iacago.